So I'm here at the Latvian National Library with Culture Minister Dāte Melbarde and Andris Ozols from the Latvian Investment and Development Agency. We've been having a bit of a review of what Latvian literature has been up to in the last few years and a sort of glimpse, a tentative glimpse at what might happen in the future. But from what you were saying, there's a much wider context to Latvian literature than just, say, attending book fairs. You were talking about it really kind of spreading the name of Latvia around the world.
Yeah, you are right. When we are talking about the export of culture products, actually we are talking about the products having two values, economic value and intangible value or symbolic value. It means that organizing export of Latvian culture at the same time build a story about Latvia. We tell a story about Latvia, and I'm true believer in the power of culture being the best ambassador of Latvia and Latvian culture.
I mean, I remember seeing you at the London Book Fair 2 years ago when you had the joint launch with the Estonian and Lithuanian colleagues as well. I mean, is that a model that has more legs, or was that just like a one-off for the centenary year?
So during centenary program, we had wonderful collaboration with our neighbors, Estonians and Lithuanians, and the joint participation in the London Book Fair was only one of several events we organized all together. We also had a wonderful representation of Baltic arts in the Museo Se, exhibition of Baltic symbolism. We had several concerts in the Baltic Sea region, joint art exhibition, and so on. And I truly believe that joining our forces, we can much better provide marketing of our culture. And I think we can learn from Nordic countries, which have established a special foundation for joint cultural activities to promote the region as a whole.
And I mean, obviously the centenary gave a very good reason to talk about Latvia and a very easy, you know, explanation of where we are and what we're doing. How do you maintain that momentum? Because it seems that the budget is being scaled back a little bit, but is maybe going to be used a bit smarter?
Actually, we continue our centenary program. We focus on 100th anniversary of independence war. We also focus on centenary celebrations of national culture educational institutions, and we also continue our public diplomacy program. By the way, we have signed an agreement among three Baltic countries which foresees to establish Baltic Culture Foundation, and this year will be the first time when we will receive projects jointly developed by culture actors of three Baltic countries, and I believe that it will form a solid ground to continue our collaboration.
Great. Thank you very much, Minister. And turning to you, Mr. Ozols, you were very strong on emphasizing that there's more to books and printing in Latvia than just, you know, authors in their ivory towers, that there are, I think you said, about 400 companies involved, several thousand people employed.
Several thousand people employed in polygraphy and printing, and 2,500 extra for creating the content. And this press conference was more about that we are creative people, we generate value of creative art. But I just wanted to emphasize these parallel benefits, thus what we Latvians say, shooting two hares with one shot, you know. In terms of revenues, we speak about hundreds of millions of export in polygraphy, a little bit less in, but also added value 33 million from just creating content of books, which is still amazing. And like creative value measured in finances says that we should really facilitate that part of export, thus adding this, what Minister of Culture just said, extra value of creating image of the country.